Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore, coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey, and this is Reformation. You know, when we first started the radio program many years ago now, John P. Casey asked me, he said, what do you want to call it? And I'm thinking, and I thought, let's call it Reformation, because I believe God wants to bring reformation to our nation. He wants to reform us and bring us back to where we originally were. And so that's how we got Reformation. And with Veterans Day approaching, and we give thought to our vets, and we give thought to why they went in uniform. And if you've ever been down to Arlington, Virginia, I don't know how you can go to the cemetery there and not be moved in your spirit as you see all those white crosses. But that's just one place. All across the United States, there's veteran cemeteries. And all over the world, there are veteran cemeteries. One of the gentlemen in my church, his business took him to France a few years ago, and he was there on the Normandy beach. He went to Normandy beach to just be there, and he saw the cemetery of all the American soldiers that had died that day. I remember I was in Holland. I was ministering there, and the people I was ministering with said, would you like to go see the Bridge Too Far? And maybe some of you don't know what that was. There's actually a movie made of that, but it was a joint American and British attack on a bridge that went across the river from Holland into Germany, and the Germans were holding it. And it was a kind of a debauched American-British raid. They were not successful, but hundreds of American soldiers and British soldiers died. And right there, kind of at the foot of the bridge, was the cemetery where all the British soldiers that died in that battle were buried. And I remember walking through that cemetery, and I came to one of the white crosses that was there. Young man, he's 19 years old, and engraved on that cross was this inscription that says, your mom, M-U-M, your mom loves you. And I just felt the pathos, the heartbreak that had occurred. So many loved ones over the years has died for this nation. And it's a good nation. It's a nation of blessings and freedom. These people who hate America, they just need to leave. If you can't love a nation that takes care of its poor, and we do, that takes care of its elderly, and we do. If you can't love a nation that educates all of its children through public education, if you can't love a nation that provides health care through emergency rooms for every human being that has a problem, what kind of a nation is it that you're looking for? A nation that has ample food, has beautiful roads, has nice homes. Well, what is it you want? God has blessed this nation. And the reason it was blessed is because it was built on God's principles. As we move away from God's principles, we see the sickness of sin in our inner cities, where you have people in complete violation of biblical truths. You have people who are suffering when they don't need to suffer, because if they would just give their hearts and lives to Jesus, if they would read the Word of God and let the Holy Spirit speak to them, they would be led by that Spirit into truth. They would know the truth, and the truth would set them free. They would know freedom. Freedom. It's the thing that everything in nature longs for, and the only people whoever truly know it are those who belong to Jesus Christ. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so that's why we have this radio, that's why we preach, is because we love America. We love its people. Jesus loves our people. And it goes right back to what I read yesterday, what Calvin Coolidge said about our government. You want good government, do you? You want fair government, right government? You're going to get that by kneeling before a football game? Or are you going to get it by coming back and complying with God's truth? People want the fruits of Christianity and compliance with God's truth, but they don't want to take care of the tree that produces the fruit. So what did Coolidge say? He said the foundation of our society and our government rests so much on the teachings of the Bible that it would be difficult to support them if faith in these teachings would cease to be practically universal in our country. And so what do you have? You have a portion of our population that fights tirelessly to undo the universal teachings of God's truth in this nation. And what has it brought us? Chaos, problems, sickness, disease, poverty. That's what it brings. But when you have compliance with God's truth, there's blessings. There's blessings. So pray that God will send an awakening to this nation and that we again can begin to voluntarily, out of our own hearts, comply with the things that God would have us to do. People say you can't legislate morality. Yes, you can. Every time you make a law, you say this is right or that's wrong. You can do that. But you can't change people's hearts. The only thing that can change people's hearts is the born-again experience. The people who try to get rid of Christianity are great enemies of our government and of our freedom. Listen to what the Supreme Court said in a Vidal versus Girard in 1844. The purest principles of morality are to be taught. Where are they to be found? Whoever searches for them must go to the source from which a Christian man derives his faith, the Bible. Who said that? Supreme Court of the United States. Remember, if you know Jesus, you will know freedom.